Senator, how are you?
Well, I'm hot, too. I finally broke down and turned on the air conditioning last night.
So. Senator, thanks for spending time with us. First of all, we missed you on the island. We understand that you had a death in your family. Our condolences go out to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you introduced a bill yesterday. It's called the Sinking Fund Bill, and you believe that this legislation could provide schools greater flexibility to improve programs. Talk about it.
That's right. This is a bill that I have introduced almost every term I've been in the legislature, and it's interesting because it's an issue that cuts across all 83 counties. It's not Democratic or Republican. It's about letting our schools use the dollars that they have in their sinking fund accounts to pay for things other than just buildings, like technology or buses. And this is something that I think now more than ever is critical, that we give our schools the ability to use the dollars that their taxpayers raised and assessed themselves so that they can do other things with it and bolster their budgets after these unprecedented cuts that came through the legislature.
So the legislation would allow school districts the ability to levy 5 mils against the taxable value of a property in a particular school district. How do you think that's going to be received in these tough economic times?
Well, this is not any new ability. All it really is a broader use for those funds, permitting schools to have a little more discretion with how they expend those dollars that the taxpayers raise on themselves. You know, they still have to go to the ballot, and for any sort of infrastructure improvement. And so this just pretty much gives them a little more flexibility in how they expend those dollars. But it's still a determination by the taxpayers in a particular district. And if they decide they want to do it, then we're just saying it's okay.
SB 419 was introduced yesterday morning. Where is it as we speak, and how fast do you expect it to get through the process to perhaps get to the floor for a vote?
I imagine it will get referred to a committee today, and then I am working with my counterpart on the other side of the aisle, Randy Richardville, to try to get a hearing on it quickly. We wrote it this time to reflect a lot of the language that is in the education budgets and a lot of the type of language that the governor's talking about with regard to metrics and measurements and reporting, so that people really can see if these dollars are being used wisely and what for. And that's not anything any of us shy away from. You know, transparency is important, and being able to see if something's working or not is as well. So I'm hopeful with those changes that we'll get some action quickly.
Senator, are you fearful that school districts are not using funding in the best way possible, or do you think they're succeeding in that attempt?
I think that, like anything, you can find schools that you know, maybe have questionable decision-making and others that are doing a fantastic job with as little as they have. So I don't think that there's any massive need for the legislature to come in and micromanage and take over school districts. However, any opportunity we get to ensure that taxpayer dollars are being used wisely and for the purpose of educating kids, I think is something that most schools would embrace.
All right, I'm going to throw some questions at you that were raised on the island. Since you didn't have the opportunity to be there, I'll be your question asker, if you will. What do you think about the bridge? The sense that I got is that there are a lot in favor of a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor, that inevitably it's going to come, but the governor is going to have to gather some support for it. You know what I also found, Senator, is that there is an entity out there, and I don't know who that is, I'm trying to find out, who is totally against the Maroon family being involved in this project. What do you know and what do you think?
Well, I know that a mail-in was sent out in my district this last weekend, telling my, you know, encouraging my constituents to call me and tell me to vote against the bridge. So, and that's just by one particular interest group. The way I look at the bridge is, you know, this is not an issue that a lot of people in my district have been calling me about. Their number one issue that I hear about is education. So I haven't expended a lot of energy on this. But it does seem to me that at some point we do have to talk about building a new bridge. The only question in my brain is this really going to be good for the taxpayers? And is there a need? And really, how's it going to be structured? And so I'm going to scrutinize, you know, every plan that comes before us with those questions in mind, because we've got to do what's right. I think that it's got to be built on solid footing. The science has to bear it out that it is necessary. and then we got to look and see what it means to the taxpayers.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happened, because the Michigan Department of Transportation has sent out flyers to residents that are basically eviction notices, warning these residents that their property is subject to seizure. So it looks like someone is moving forward with action here.
Well, and it's true. You know, there are business owners, there are property owners, residents that are going to be displaced regardless of which avenue we end up going down. And we've got to ensure that they are treated fairly in this process. You know, that's a heck of a thing to tell someone you're going to level their home to build a bridge. You got to make sure you take care of those people in that community.
Todd Tennis is a lobbyist for the Amalgamated Transit Union, and he believes that because of a health bill and other similar bills that the state could lose federal funding because of the union's loss of collective bargaining power. Do you believe that?
I was reading that in the journal this morning, and it certainly raises some questions. I don't know what the answer is, but that's something that I think we should all be concerned about. If we're imposing policy that sacrifices our ability to draw down federal money, which we're not getting enough of anyway, we need to all be concerned about that.
And Gretchen Whitmer is the Senate Minority Leader. Senator, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.